3 minutes max on a Sunday morning, succinct opinions from New Zealanders about life in Aotearoa. Here's Timaru journalist Jock Anderson.
Today I want to talk about one of the last social taboos, something few people are prepared to discuss or even acknowledge, stools, bar stools, and why they are unfair to shorter folk. Stools impact on the lives of many people. If you, like me, are a shorter person, say just under 5'7" in real height, you will know what I'm talking about. You will have shared my experiences and concerns, and the cruel barbs and jibes from people you thought were mates. Particularly your anxiety over the unfriendly height of bar stools. Because in pubs and bars all over New Zealand, bar stools are too high. My on-site research, which begins from the bottom up, has so far produced clear evidence of a bar stool bias heavily in favour of folk around 5'10" and taller. On-site measurements taken during a random survey of pubs and bars show stool height to be in the 28.74 inches, 29.92 inches, and 30.70 inches range. These stool heights come at the expense of those of us in the minus 5'7" demographic. Instead of being able to swing our bottoms onto a stool without our feet leaving the ground, which is the preferred position for optimum comfort and stability, shorter folk find it difficult to hoist themselves onto stools at the risk of toppling over. Such hoisting is undignified and usually requires grabbing the leaner as a lever, which can also result in imbalance and drink spillage. As I recall, stools began to appear in public bars in the early 1970s. Before then, and having been imported from milk bars, stools were common in lounge bars, or cat's bars as they were then known. Women folk would perch coquettishly on stools, some of which swiveled, exposing their crossed thighs to the gaze of all and sundry. Some say the spread of bar stools was even linked to the invention of pantyhose, but that's not for me to speculate on. My immediate concern is for the health and safety of latter-day stoolers. For example, if you stay in a pub long enough, dangling legs and feet from a stool could encourage deep vein thrombosis. And that's why stools are something the community as a whole needs to come to grips with. Think of your shorter children and their shorter children. What sort of legacy are you leaving for them? Can you afford to perch there and do nothing? Act now. Keep a wee chainsaw handy next time you head out for a pint. Because, my friends, it is later than you think. Mind how you go.
Thank you, Jock. That's an important issue. Jock Anderson, 3 minutes max.